Foreign Language Learner Podcast.
Hi everybody, my name is Nanu. I'm in the second year of translation at the BC United. This is Living in the COVID-19 Pandemic Podcast. Today I'm talking briefly about the indigenous situation in Brazil during the pandemic. We all know that indigenous people have always been seen by colonizers as part of nature. For instance, the Portuguese navigators arrived here believing they were bringing civilization, development, culture, religion, and so they thought they had the right to enslave and exploit them. Well, that hasn't changed much since then. Today, in 2020, Brazil has a president who is firstly loyal to agribusiness and mining, and, therefore, acts against all indigenous interests and rights. He constantly shows his racist and offensive position when he says, quote, "It's a shame that the Brazilian cavalry hasn't been as efficient as the Americans, which exterminated the Indians." Or, quote, "If I get to be the president, there won't be a centimeter of land for the indigenous," which he said in 2018 during his campaign. For him and many of his followers, the indigenous are an obstacle to the development of the country. During his presidency, he tried to put the task of indigenous land demarcation under the responsibility of the Ministry of Agriculture. He has also tried to weaken Brazil's FUNAI indigenous agency, responsible for protecting and promoting indigenous rights. Put it in the lead, a man named Marcelo Xavier, already known for having an aggressive and impulsive history. Also, only for ideological reasons, he ended a government program that brought Cuban doctors to Brazil. This program was started in 2013, and its implementation helped to reduce the mortality of indigenous babies, which decreased from 545 deaths in 2012 to an average of 70 deaths per year until 2018, when the program ended. Demarcation indigenous lands is already a long process. It is necessary that anthropologists visit the community and make studies that prove the legitimacy of the indigenous people on that land. But what can happen with a certain frequency is that anthropologists do not give legitimacy to these communities because they are aligned with other interests. As we can see, the scenario wasn't so great under normal conditions. In 2020, it got worse. Because of the indigenous way of life, which is very communal, it is hard to keep social distance. So if an individual in the community gets infected, the chances of everyone getting infected are very high. Adding to this, there is the fact that indigenous people do not have a very good immunity for diseases like flu, which makes illness as COVID-19 especially mortal. To survive, some indigenous have closed their barriers as much as they can. Other communities are raising money to buy soap, which is an item that is not always welcome, and buy other products like hygiene products and foods. Which brings me to the point. What I've learned during the COVID-19 pandemic? Well, I feel very privileged for having my home and enough food every day. Furthermore, I am more certain that the fight for social equality and for the recognition and respect of indigenous people is very necessary. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a good day and stay safe.
Thanks for listening to the Foreign Language Learner Podcast. And thanks to UNESP's International Relations Office and Undergraduate Studies Provost, PODBILC, FAPERP, and Teletandem Laboratory for supporting this initiative.